If you're a mom or a stepmom, you're definitely going to want to hear this episode. This is actually an interview that I did with Erin and Tina Gipford. And it's an amazing, amazing story that they have. I love what they're doing because Tina is the stepmom and Erin is the bio mom. And they just have so much wisdom and just awesome things to share with you. You are listening to the Mom's Mixed Family Blender podcast. My name is Brenda Baker. My husband Mike and I have been married 23 years. We have 5 boys, 4 grandkids. My husband was deployed to Iraq twice, and we're a mixed family. I am the founder of MomsMixedFamilyBlender.com and the author of Helping Others Helps Me. I am passionate about using my stories to help teach you how to thrive in whatever situation you find yourself in. I am so, so thankful that you decided to join me today. And the title of today's episode is How to Have a Positive Co-Parenting Experience with the Gipford Moms. And I so am excited to share this with you. If you are a subscriber on Mom's Mixed Family Blender on Facebook, you can actually watch the video. But this is actually the audio version of that interview. And so I've got it for you now. All right. Enjoy. Hi, everybody. So I am Brenda Baker with Mom's Mixed Family Blender. And I am super excited to introduce you, all of you. You probably have already heard of them, but they're the Gipford Moms. And I'm so, so excited to have them and be able to interview them. And hopefully our goal with this whole thing is just to encourage you and to help you to do the best with your mixed family, your blended family, your co-parenting experience as you possibly can. So glad to have you here today. And I want to just thank you guys so much, Tina and Erin. Thank you so much for coming and being with me tonight and just bringing all of your expertise and it's just awesome to have you guys.
Expertise.
I was going to say, are we experts?
Yeah. Yes. Of course you're experts.
All right.
Yeah. Well, why don't you guys introduce each other? Like not yourself, but the other, because I just think that would be super fun and cool. Yeah. Go ahead.
Good idea.
Yeah.
This right here is the lovely stepmother to my 2 children. She has been their stepmom for the last 13 years. She married my ex-husband she met my ex-husband shortly after we separated, but was a couple years before they got married. And she also came into the relationship with a daughter that is just a month younger. Right? 2 months.
Older.
Or, yeah.
2 months older.
2 months older than my oldest daughter. So we have 2 17-year-olds.
Yay, us.
Right. and then they also had 2 additional children after they met that are 12 and 10.
Yes.
Okay, I'm getting better. And Tina is the nurturer, the animal lover, like she'll pick up any stray animal that she sees, which I think is adorable because I usually just drive by or I bring them to Tina's.
I think that's what everybody does. If you come to my house, you'll figure out why.
Yeah. They have lots of animals. So it's a crazy house over there, but they run like a well-oiled machine. So
okay, and this is Erin, obviously the mother to my 2 stepchildren, April and Lance. April's 17 and Lance is 14. And I've been with Sean since 2006. Lance was 14 months when we met, and April was 4 years old. Erin's the brains behind all this operation stuff. I am not tech savvy in the least. I have to usually ask my 10-year-old how to do things, which is okay. She's the, like I said, she's the brains, and she does a wonderful job at everything on this whole book thing. So,
well, thanks.
That's awesome. So can you kind of tell us how you got started in what you're doing right now?
You mean like the whole book thing?
Yeah, the book. Yeah.
We both have multiple things going on, but
yeah, that's true.
I guess the book was my idea, and I don't know. I feel like I've told this story so much, but it's necessary because I knew that I wanted to write a book, and I knew that I wanted it to be focusing on co-parenting because that's what everybody tells me I'm really good at. But when I first started writing it, I kept writing and deleting, and it was hard, and it wasn't exciting. It didn't feel right. So I kind of just put the brakes on and told myself, just take a deep breath, just give it some time. Something's missing. And that same morning on my way to church, driving in my truck, the idea just popped in my head like, oh, I need Tina to write this book with me. Because I'm sitting there thinking of all my co-parenting stories, and it's like, there's one or two of them with my ex-husband, but you know, the other 12 were all regarding her and how we worked through things. So I went over and asked Tina, and
that was on Mother's Day.
That was Mother's Day.
Mother's Day of 2018. And we launched Mother's Day of 2019, which was very important to both of us. Mm-hmm. We felt that that's when it had to come out. So we worked our tails off to get it out there as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
Well, and being an author myself, I understand what you're talking about when you're like, I don't want to do this anymore. And like the third edit, I was ready to kill someone. Not really, but you know what I'm saying. So I so hear you. But when we are nudged by God to do something, it is so, so important that we just do it.
Right,
and
right.
I recently had this experience where I was like, I don't feel like I'm doing everything I could do right now to help people. So yeah, I just started something else. So yeah, listening to all of that. Okay. So when did you decide that you wanted to get along? Like, did you always get along, or was it a process?
Talking about this when I came today, and we never had that moment of we hated each other. Mm. We kind of avoided each other at first, and then everything's always ran smooth. I mean, we've never had to yell at each other. I've never been, you know, on the end of Aaron's like, you did this, and why did you do that? So I guess we've always gotten along.
Yeah. When I read that question, I giggled because I'm like, we never like looked at each other and, you know, well, it's time we start getting along.
Yeah.
It was just like an unspoken thing from the beginning. And we weren't as close like we are now,
right,
after 13 years, but there was never fighting or tension or anything like that.
So that's awesome.
Yeah.
That is so awesome.
Because especially with all the stories you hear now, you're like, oh my God, that could have been that bad.
Yes.
I'm glad it never went down that avenue. So
yeah. Now, would you say that you're both naturally positive people, or just out of curiosity?
I know I am for sure.
I have my moments. but yeah, and now as you're, you know, getting older, I try to, you know, look at the positive side. I was just talking to somebody the other day. I'm like, okay, let's think about the positives, which normally I wouldn't even say. So
I'm rubbing off on you.
Yes, it's coming together.
Yeah.
Right. That's so awesome. And I'm just so thankful that you guys are bringing your story to the world, because honestly, more of us need to hear that there are positive experiences and you can have a positive experience.
Yeah.
Not my experience, but part of that was me. So, all right. How long would you say it took you guys before you considered each other friends?
That's a tough question, I think. Because we've just never been enemies.
Mm-hmm. So,
and we've always been able to talk in public, at events.
I think the first step to that was daycare. When Tina started daycare for my kids. Because then I mean, you know, you're always like BFFs with your daycare lady. Because A, you're entrusting this person with your offspring.
Right. Yeah.
And, you know, you see these people at 5 o'clock in the morning when they're just rolling out of bed, and you kind of feel like you have this inner trust with someone like that. So
Aaron has seen me on my really good days. pregnant, yeah. Just rolling out of bed.
Yeah. So, yeah, I would say so maybe, I don't know, 2 years or so.
Mm.
Once we kind of finally met and broke the ice and saw each other on a daily basis, right, with daycare.
That is so cool. Okay. I'm just in awe of you guys. I just want to bow down to you or something.
Oh.
All right. How do you navigate the children coming to your house with complaints from the other? Or does that ever happen?
You know, I was thinking about this question when I read it. I'm like, I think, and maybe I'm just speaking for our house, but we don't get a whole lot of complaints. And I think it's because they know
we're that on we the talk.
That we're on the same page, and things carry over from one house to the other. And I think that is what has been a blessing in our world, because if you've got one house on different rules and the other one, and, you know, I can get away with this at mom's, but I can't get away with, you know, that just creates tension. It's harder on the kids. It's harder on the parents. So Aaron and I really have talked a lot over the years about how we should do things.
I mean, there's been maybe little tiny things. Like, I know I wrote in the book about right away, before I had even met Tina, you know, my kids, I would just kind of check in with them occasionally, and because they were young, so I felt like they kind of needed some prompting at that age, like, hey, how's it going at your dad's? Is everything okay? And, well, something about Tina, and I'm like, oh, yeah? Like, oh, okay, whatever. And she's like, Mom, she makes us eat all of our vegetables. And, you know,
the wicked stepmom.
Right. And I'm just like, oh, really? So, like, note to self, make my kids eat their vegetables. Like, the little times like that, but, you know, those complaints came, it made me, like, reevaluate, like, oh, well, you go to bed at 7 o'clock at your dad's. Well, you're going to go to bed at 7 o'clock here. Just little things like that. Nothing major, but it always kept
me. I think it's major for the kids.
Yeah, it is.
They, you know, it's not different. And I've heard so many different stories with, you know, divorced parents, and it's different at dad's than it is at mom's. And it just creates huge blow ups, and it's just not, it's not worth it. You just got to put them first, I think, and be on the same page, well, as hard as it is.
Yeah. Cause when you're like a lonely single mom, you feel like you're failing. Mm-hmm. And you want some little piece of, like, ray of hope, like, oh, my kids like me more. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, and it's so easy to let those things, those little rules slide, you know, to kind of get a brownie point or the fun parent point, right, or whatever. And it's like, ooh, no, we can't do that. I really want to do that, but no, we're not going to do that.
Right, right, absolutely.
Well, and there's so much humility that comes with caring about the other person, the stepmom or the bio mom, whichever situation you have. And it's so, like you said, it's so good for the kids to just be on the, have everything be the same. Cause I don't know about you guys, but when our boys that we shared came from house to house, there was a large, transition period where, you know, Did you guys ever have that at all? Or since the rules were pretty much the same, I mean, you're going to have different personalities, but pretty much rules being the same, did that really help the transition period to be faster?
The only time that I remember noticing that transition period was like right away in the first maybe 6 months or so of our separation. We started out on that weird, crazy 2 days on, 3 days off, 2 days on, 3 days off.
Yeah.
And it was like the kids would come, and they were like, at that time, they were 4 years old and a year and a half. So very, you know, very needing a schedule.
Right.
And they would come and, you know, unpack their bags and just not even know what to do. Like, and then the next afternoon or the next evening, they're already going back. And that we noticed right away was crazy. I mean, it was crazy for us as adults.
Right. Right.
I couldn't even imagine what the kids were feeling. So that's when we switched to 7 days. So,
and I was just talking about this with one of my daycare moms, and you know, they're divorced and they have great co-parenting, but they're on this 2 days, 3 days, you know, that kind of schedule. And I just said, have you ever thought about 1 week on, 1 week off?
Yep.
And my husband, Sean, said, if I could tell any parent going through this, that is the best schedule ever.
Yep.
Only for the parents involved. But the kids, especially, they have one solid week of
routine
structure, and you know, they know where they're going to be at. They know this week I'm at mom's house, so I don't have to worry about what bus do I get on, or what bus, you know, did I get on the wrong bus? Did I not go to the right place?
Yeah. Yep. And I could see that just being so much better. In our situation, we started out just like what you're talking about, and we went to the 1 week thing. But I was the daycare provider, so I took care of the kids all the time. So, and we would take them day or night. So it didn't matter if it was her week, we had them. So that's awesome though, that you guys have figured that out. So on Instagram the other day, I saw a post that you made that said, "Dear Stepmom, I will always compare myself to you, bio mom." Can you talk to me about this, Erin? Can you tell me one specific thing that you compare yourself to Tina on?
Oh, I can tell you 15 things. And I guess probably over the last 2 years or so, 2 or 3 years, it's definitely minimized. And there's a part in the book that was kind of a turning point as far as that's concerned. And that's exactly why I wrote about it in the book. Because I think just being women, we tend to compare ourselves to others,
yeah.
But then a mom and a stepmom, that is just magnified by 15, by 100, you know, because now there's someone else kind of in your same role, you know? Yeah. And I'll just talk quickly about the part that I wrote about in the book, but my son, when he was in middle school, well, no, he was probably younger.
Yeah, he was
8 or 9 years old. He was wrestling in a wrestling tournament, just like the last 2 or 3 years, he wrestled a lot. And this particular match, he got injured halfway through the mat, and he rolled around grabbing his leg, started crying, and when he hobbled off the mat, he didn't hobble to me. Mm-hmm. He didn't hobble to my ex, you know, his dad. He hobbled to Tina.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh my God, my own son won't even come to me.
Teary-eyed.
You know, I know.
Aww.
And so then instantly I'm like, oh my God, I'm a horrible mother. Why wasn't I prepared like Tina? Why aren't I more nurturing? And you know, and it took me some time, but I'm just like, okay, Erin, you know, you're not a bad mom. You know, your son loves you. if you know, if it was you, you probably would have hobbled to Tina too. I mean, in all reality. So it just, but it's true. Like, you just always compare, like, oh, she does that better and she's more organized. And, mm-hmm. and it's like, well, yeah. Okay. Well, she is. Oh, well, that's good. I'm glad. She's like my yin to my yang. So, so it all works out.
Right. And how about you, Tina? What's something that you compare yourself?
You know, like I, you know, at first you compared everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I, you know, you wanted to be different, but yet trying to think how to put this into words. I never wanted to, you know, be better mother than her, because she was a great mom. But wanted to be a better wife and companion for Sean. So I wanted to make sure that I was doing everything that was going to work for us. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
As the mother part goes, I just, that's just me. And it doesn't matter who it is, or if it's my stepkids, my kids, the neighbor's kids, the animal down the street. you know, I just have that feeling I have to fix everybody. Just ask my husband, because he always says, what am I going to come home to? I'm going to be in the garage next. I'm like, I don't know, but if I can get my hands on one of them fawns out there, I'd probably have one of them in here too. But yeah, he, you know, he always says, I just, you should have been a nurse or a doctor, mm-hmm. or a vet. I'm like, I can do this at home. I don't want to do it outside the home, because there's certain aspects that I wouldn't be able to handle.
Yeah.
I can fix anybody up. Yeah. You know.
Well, and see, I just feel like it, and I just feel like it was all part of God's plan, because my kids needed someone like Tina just as much as they needed someone like me. So it's like, they're the one, like they get these two people with different qualities all wrapped into one super mom.
Yeah. Right. Right. Yeah. We all have our strengths and our weaknesses.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. And how blessed they are that you guys get along. That is such a blessing for them. I mean, if everyone could just put themselves aside and do the right thing and just get along, it would be so much better. I mean, divorce is a bad situation, period. End of story. It was not meant to be. However, we can always make the best out of negative situations and make them positive, you know, and you guys have really done that. And I'm just so appreciative that I get to watch you guys on this whole journey that you're on now that I've kind of gotten to know you. This is awesome. So I feel very humbled. Thank you for that.
Yes, thank you.
What is one thing each of you would like to impart to the listeners who've been divorced or are newly co-parenting?
I think you just covered that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like,
yeah, getting along. Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else? Any other tips that you'd
breathe? There's a light at the end. I promise you.
Yeah.
It may not seem like it is right now, and you want to tear each other's faces off, mm-hmm. but them little people that are looking up to you, stop and put all your feelings aside for your ex-wife, your ex-husband, and yep. think about them, because they mimic you. They mm-hmm. learn from you, and you want them to be the very best person they can be, but you got to show them how.
Yep.
Even if you have to put on a 5-star performance. I mean, I had to do that for the first couple of months, because I mean, in every time I talk to Sean, inside of me, I'm like, oh, okay. Yep. That sounds really good. We'll talk to you later. You know, like
mm-hmm.
just do it, because I don't want to have to explain to my kids when they're 30 years old, why were you always so mad at Dad?
Or, yeah.
What did Dad ever do to you? You know, like, no, we don't need to even go there.
Because no matter what, they love both of you.
Right.
Yeah. There's not, you can't say anything about their mom, their dad, that they're going to be like, why are you saying these awful things?
Mm-hmm.
they're not going to see it from your point anyways. So put your feelings aside, put your swords down, and think about them little tiny humans that you are molding into wonderful people.
Yeah. Well, and it makes the weddings so much easier when you can actually, hi, how are you doing? And then move along. You know, if that's the very, you know, least that you can do. I mean, just making them feel welcomed and a part of their child or their stepchild's wedding. That's huge. You know, and for us that worked. It really, it did work, but, I've seen a lot of other situations where the weddings were a nightmare.
Right. Oh yeah. I have been a wedding photographer for 15 years. And let me tell you, like after the first year or two, I made it a point to always ask the bride and groom before we started family pictures.
Yeah.
Okay. Now give me the breakdown and who gets along and who doesn't. And more times than not, you know, we ended up taking a whole another set of pictures because so-and-so was not wanted in these pictures. And I'm like, really? Like, but yeah, I'm just like, no, I don't ever want that to be the case. Mm-hmm. Right. Family. Right. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, honestly, it's very important for the kids of divorced parents to let their parents know. 'Cause that was one thing that took me by surprise at our oldest wedding, is he expected all of us to be in one picture and
you need a separation.
Right. And I was just like, what? No way. Uh-uh. Not doing it. I'll stay out. I'm fine with that. You know? So if I would have been warned, it would have been much better because right. there were some reasons.
That's right. Right. That's like your reaction, which is perfectly normal.
Yeah. Yeah. It was just shocking to me. I'd never expected that. I didn't even think about it, to be honest with you.
But right.
Several things happened during that wedding that I was not expecting. So yeah. Yep. Okay. Is there anything else that you would love to impart? Just more wisdom nuggets that you want to share?
Wisdom. Do we have any? No.
That's a wisdom. What are you talking about? You wrote a book.
I know. Here's my wisdom. My wisdom is all inside here. I would say for, you know, my wisdom, our wisdom kind of comes here and there. So it would be good to follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Mm-hmm. We like to post our wisdom there.
Yes. Yes. Because sometimes we're even surprised by it.
Right.
I know. I've done that. Right.
Yeah. So you can find us. Our website is Gifford Moms, and we spell it kind of weird. GIPFORD. moms.com. We're on Facebook at Gifford Moms, Instagram, and then our book, if you would like to read our little journey, is available on Amazon. And I just found out today that it's on Barnes and Noble as well. So I know.
Awesome.
It would have been nice to know that.
Right. Right.
Digital version or paperback is available currently. So yeah.
That is awesome. Well, I want to just thank you guys again for coming and letting me interview you. And is there any closing thoughts at all from you, Tina?
Well, like Erin said, continue to follow because we have lots of things coming up. That we're excited about. Yes. Yeah, so
awesome.
We don't want to spill the beans yet, but yeah, lots of new ventures for us.
Nice. That is so awesome. Well, thank you again for being the example and setting the example, but also telling others about how they can make this whole co-parenting thing go better and be the best people that they can be in the process.
Yes. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
All right. Thank you again for listening. And if you have any questions, if you would like to follow these guys, they already told you, but I'll also put it down below. And so there it is. Woo! All right. Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you so much for being here with us today, and we'll talk to you later.
Thanks.
Thank you so much for being willing and able to be with me today. I hope you enjoyed this. And if you have any comments or questions, please email me at brenda@momsmixedfamilyblender.com. Or you can also leave a comment on iTunes. And I so would appreciate it if you would share this episode with somebody else that you know. Maybe you know someone who is starting their journey as a stepmom, or they're starting to learn how to become good friends and have their co-parenting experience be positive. And I would so appreciate it if you would share this episode with them. Thank you so much, and hugs. I'll talk to you soon.